Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Scotland will hold another referendum on independence if it doesn't get what it wants in Brexit negotiations. That was the promise set out by the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, at the SNP conference yesterday. So what does she want? She joins us in Glasgow now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is it that you want for Scotland from the Brexit negotiations?
I want Scotland to stay in the single market. I mean, I want Scotland to stay in the European Union. But what is absolutely vital for our economy is that we're not taken out of the single market. The impact of that on jobs, trade, investment would be severe. And I don't want to see Scotland's economy suffer in that way. Now, I hope that the UK as a whole will stay in the single market. And I certainly want the SNP to work with other parties in the House of Commons to try to avoid what's been described as a hard Brexit. But I'll also put proposals forward to Theresa May that would allow Scotland to stay in the single market even if the rest of the UK leaves.
OK, and we're talking full membership of the single market, are we?
To stay in the single market so that our businesses can trade without tariffs, that you know, we don't have the barriers to trade that coming out of the single market would present. And, you know, there's something like 300,000 jobs in Scotland that are dependent on our place in the single market. And what we're already seeing, across the UK, some of the implications start to be spelled out of removal from the single market. And I think there's quite a fundamental point here, and it's a point that many were making in the House of Commons earlier in the week, that although Theresa May has a mandate, certainly in England and Wales, to take them out of the EU, there's no mandate, I think, to take any part of the UK out of the single market. You know, many Leave campaigners said that coming out of the EU didn't mean coming out of the single market.
Of course, we don't know what deal she will end up negotiating. Indeed. She said last week, we'll seek the best possible deal, a new agreement with the European Union. I want it to involve free trade in goods and services. I wanted to give British companies the maximum freedom to trade with and operate in the single market. But she is clear that that is Brexit. I'm wondering, is there what it is that you require to sort of satisfy you?
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Scotland will hold another referendum on independence if it doesn't get what it wants in Brexit negotiations. That was the promise set out by the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, at the SNP conference yesterday. So what does she want? She joins us in Glasgow now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is it that you want for Scotland from the Brexit negotiations?
I want Scotland to stay in the single market. I mean, I want Scotland to stay in the European Union. But what is absolutely vital for our economy is that we're not taken out of the single market. The impact of that on jobs, trade, investment would be severe. And I don't want to see Scotland's economy suffer in that way. Now, I hope that the UK as a whole will stay in the single market. And I certainly want the SNP to work with other parties in the House of Commons to try to avoid what's been described as a hard Brexit. But I'll also put proposals forward to Theresa May that would allow Scotland to stay in the single market even if the rest of the UK leaves.
OK, and we're talking full membership of the single market, are we?
To stay in the single market so that our businesses can trade without tariffs, that you know, we don't have the barriers to trade that coming out of the single market would present. And, you know, there's something like 300,000 jobs in Scotland that are dependent on our place in the single market. And we're already seeing, across the UK, some of the implications start to be spelled out of removal from the single market. And I think there's quite a fundamental point here, and it's a point that many were making in the House of Commons earlier in the week, that although Theresa May has a mandate, certainly in England and Wales, to take them out of the EU, there's no mandate, I think, to take any part of the UK out of the single market. You know, many Leave campaigners said that coming out of the EU didn't mean coming out of the single market.
Of course, we don't know what deal she will end up negotiating. Indeed. She said last week, we'll seek the best possible deal, a new agreement with the European Union. I want it to involve free trade in goods and services. I want it to give British companies the maximum freedom to trade with and operate in the single market. But she is clear that that is Brexit. I'm wondering, is there what it is that you require to sort of satisfy you?
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.